Storytime program coming up shortly, and all kinds of good stuff. But those programs exist because listeners like you make it possible. It cannot happen without your participation. That means you, the listeners to KPFT. So pick up that telephone and dial 713-526-5738, or you can go to your computer, your iPad, your cell phone, your smartphone, and go online to kpft.org. And there's a quick and easy web pledge form there for you to use. But make that pledge, any amount, you know, from $35 all the way up to $3,500. Every dollar counts. So.
A steaming early Monday morning, and you're in a cool place that will help make everything today seem right. Because you've tuned in to So What's Your Story on listener-sponsored KPFT 90.1. We are your hosts, Lauren Marcellia and Raven Pollard, sitting in for Dr. Hank Rubicek, who was able to sleep in today.
So What's Your Story puts a spotlight on soul-inspiring tellers, both pros and newbies, some of whom could be you, who engage us in revealing personal stories and beloved folk tales by taking us on an enchanted journey and returning us safely to the present.
This week is actually an important week for KPFT and a critical morning for So What's Your Story, the continuation of what many of you may remember as Story Time, an open journal segment for 6 years. We really say critical because we need your kind donations to keep storytelling alive on KPFT by calling 713-526-5738 with your pledge. Please help us to reach our goal of $250 in the next 28 minutes. That's 713-526-KPFT.
Mm-hmm. So What's Your Story is unique to the Houston radio. Not only do you enjoy the best tellers in the state, but you, the venues for the tellers who wouldn't have the chance to tell their stories anywhere else. Any place for students to learn, and we are living proof. Me and Lauren are both interns, so how great is that?
It's been a great experience for the both of us. This program is always live. It brings the magic of storytelling to you every Monday morning at 6. And personal stories about who we are and where we've been, the kinds of stories that get you to cry, laugh, and wonder really what this show is about and, you know, why shared experiences are so important to us.
Yeah, and folk tales that remind us of our traditions and cultures. Weave the gamut about the awesome powers of human expression, you know, all on So What's Your Story. So go to your phones and please keep the magic by calling 713-526-5738. And for those of you who like letters, that's 713-526-KPFT.
Thank you, Raven. Now let's go to Pledge Central with John Prophet and find out more about what your donations will buy and what premiums we have to offer. Tell us what's happening out there, John.
Well, Lauren and Raven, we've got, as you say, phone lines open, and the computer is also available. Folks might like to use the computer instead of the telephone this morning. It's available, too, at online at kpft.org. Quick touch on your smartphone or your computer can connect you with Membership Central and allow you to sign up to help support So What's Your Story. And it is a program that really depends on listeners, very much like the folks who are tuned in this morning. And you know, it's early on Monday. I mean, good grief. It is so early on Monday morning. You're probably, you know, sort of having a clock radio waking up to get you going. And maybe the last thing you're thinking about is pledging to public radio. Well, you need to sort of shift that up to the main focus, because KPFT would not be here. You know, it wouldn't be here except for folks like you who listen to the program, hear the value in public broadcasting, and say, okay, I'll support public radio with my pledge at 713-526-5738. Credit cards are available. You can use Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover to charge your membership and to become a supporter of the radio station and the programming you enjoy. So What's Your Story? The story this morning is, of course, membership. Be a supporter of public radio. Laura's taking a pledge right now, and we hope that you'll join that incoming pledge that Laura's taking and show that you do indeed support the power of KPFT and Public Radio. So that's the story at this point, and I'll be back in a few minutes with some more comments, and we'll talk about some of the thank you gifts available, too, for the program. But I want to find out from Raven and Lauren about some other stories, and how'd you guys get involved in the program, by the way? I'm really kind of curious about you as interns with Dr. Rubicek. It's a great program, it sounds like.
Oh, my gosh. It's been amazing, actually. You know, Raven and I had a couple classes together. Mm-hmm. We're in comm studies together at U of H downtown, and we both had Dr. Rubicek, and, you know, we asked him for an internship.
Yeah.
And we knew that he worked in storytelling. He's actually a very good storyteller himself, and he's very proud of his show and his book.
Mm-hmm.
And the offer was extended to both of us, and, you know, this is actually our first time on the radio together.
Yeah. And he's amazing. He's an amazing teacher as well. So being under his wing will be like it's a great learning experience for the both of us. So, yeah. Well, thanks, John. KPFT is all about the community. It's our station, but most of all, it's your station. Listener-sponsored right. programming. Unlike anything else, and that's worth a lot, so please call 713-526-5738.
And you're thinking, someone else will call? Well, they're probably thinking the same thing as you, so please go to your phone and make that call.
Yep.
You are tuned in. It really is. But you're tuned in to So What's Your Story on KPFT 90.1 with Lauren Marcellia and Raven Pollard subbing for Dr. Hank Rubicek. Again, John, this internship for me has been a very good experience. You know, hearing stories from people of all different kinds. We get people that don't even live in Houston that come on this show, and they're very proud of where they've come from, what kind of story they want to tell. We've gotten tears on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We had a very good guest speaker.
It's okay.
Lisa Holland Nelson was one of my guest speakers, and just tell these life-changing experiences that other people out there who are listening can really connect to.
Yeah, and no other station would offer that kind of support for the students or for the community, for you to have the opportunity to come on and share your story with the listeners. It's an amazing opportunity.
And what you're saying is it really is something that is worth the listeners supporting with a telephone call at 713-526-5738. And online at kpft.org. It is so easy to become a member and a listener at the same time to this radio station and help support. So, what's your story? We're hearing the stories from Lauren and from Raven about how they became associated with the program. I might mention that Dr. Rubicek teaches, it's communication right at University of Houston downtown.
Yes, he's a professor of our storytelling course and many others.
And both of you are students with him also.
Yes.
That's a terrific relationship to bring it out to the radio waves like we have.
Mm-hmm.
I feel spoiled having him as a teacher.
I can certainly hear that in your voice. The enthusiasm is terrific.
Well, thank you, John, again for that. And again, please go to your phones and call 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT. We love the sound of phones ringing.
I was going to ask you, let's maybe have Raven, before we have to take a break with Laura at 6:15 to look at the traffic and weather again, maybe tell us a little bit about your own background, a little story about Raven and how you came into the program. What attracted you to Dr. Rubicek's storytelling program?
Well, before I got into the internship, I was a three-time student of Dr. Hank Rubicek, and we developed a great relationship, and I've told him about my aspirations of becoming a producer. And when he told me about this radio show, it was the perfect opportunity to get experience, and he trusted me enough to have me in here while he's enjoying his nice vacation right now. But it's been a really amazing experience, and I'm so grateful and so lucky to have him as a mentor in my life at the moment.
Well, I can hear Raven in your voice and the way you tell your story that his trust was well placed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so. I'm trying to make him proud.
She also expressed that to me actually the last time that we spoke. I didn't even know how many classes she had taken with him, and then she said that they've been buddies for a long time.
Well, Lauren, a little bit about yourself at this point now. How did you come into the program?
Well, I was taking calm theory with Dr. Rubicek, and I think what he's best at is using stories to explain, even theories, and he's just such a powerful storyteller. He even uses really great examples from movies. He'll use some real life examples to show us on tape, and then he'll use himself all the time. So he is a natural storyteller. And it's really inspiring just to hear someone speak and literally take you away from the present. And then storytelling is about taking you on a journey and then returning safely to the present. Like he's always told me that, and that's exactly how I feel when he tells stories. And that's why stories are so powerful.
It is a powerful thing, and we've got to take a break here in just a moment to do some weather and traffic with Laura. But I do want to mention that there's more to this actually than just Dr. Hank Rubicek and these two wonderful young ladies who are with us this morning. We have a website that I'm going to give you an address for right now to find out more about. So, what's your story? TheHoustonStorytellers.org is the website, www.HoustonStorytellers.org, where you can go and find about the organization that actually supports this program on KPFT and has a whole history about supporting the idea of telling people's stories since 1986. Houston Storytellers Guild has been committed to the educational aspects of storytelling. It features storytellers and others interested in spreading the art of storytelling. HSG's membership includes teachers, librarians, administrators, storytelling fans, and nationally known performers. All of them have firsthand knowledge of just how powerful a teaching tool the well-told story can be. And we're certainly hearing that evidence this morning. Now, we're going to have to, in just a moment, Laura's taking a pledge right now, but as soon as she finishes the pledge, we will do the weather. And we have, I believe, Lauren and Raven, we have a sample story to play this morning. Is that correct?
Yeah, we hope so. A story from Miguel Rodriguez, another former student of Dr. Hank Rubicek in a storytelling course. We will hope to get to it if we have time.
Oh, we definitely have time. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the phone number again just for a second, and then we'll do the weather and update for the folks on the traffic, and we will get back and hear that sample story. You're listening to So What's Your Story from KPFT right here in Houston at 90.1, and this is the only Monday we're going to be here asking your support for public broadcasting and for this wonderful program. What is it? What it means to be a member of public radio and public broadcasting in Houston means that you show that you support the program with your pledge by using your credit card, be it American Express, Visa, MasterCard, or Discover, and charge your membership in KPFT. Our phone number is 713-526-5738, and some of the things that are available as our way of saying thank you for your pledge. If you make a pledge, for instance, of $50 this morning, we've got some CDs that the storyteller tells. Sheila Starks Phillips, a native Texan, teller of tales and children's author. She's won numerous awards and constantly rated one of the top storytellers in the state of Texas. And the CD1 is Family and Friends and Other Folks. CD number 2 is Tater and His Musical Adventures, and CD The Best of Texas, number 3. And these three CDs, each one, $50 pledge to KPFT, all three of them, a $100 pledge to KPFT. Storytelling of the absolute top class. You can have them as your way remembering KPFT when you make your pledge at 713-526-5738. Now it's time to go over and check the traffic, weather, and so forth with Laura. You're as busy as that one-armed paper hanger this morning, taking pledges and doing everything else, but it's sounding great.
I'm doing the best I can.
You're doing great.
There's several people holding. I'm glad they're still holding.
And Betty's here, too.
And Betty's trying to take phone calls.
Okay. Some of the stories you'll hear on the show will remind you that stories will live forever. For those of you who have never heard the show, we want to play a story that will that has been told in this program before by one of Dr. Hank's former students, Miguel Rodriguez, a young man who thought that he didn't have a story to tell. It will provide a taste of what you can expect every week. Let's listen. And
we all know that when tragedies happen, they happen in pair of threes. Well, one day in sunny California, as I'm going into Camp Pendleton, I was Marine, I'm going into work, and everything was fine. Then I receive a phone call from my cousin and says, Grandpa is dead. And I couldn't believe it because I never thought something of such tragedy can happen to me. Well, I felt pretty down, and I tried to go up my chain of command so I can go to Mexico to see for the burial of my grandfather. Well, due to the area that it was in, I wasn't able to go, so I was pretty let down. Later that day, around 16:30, as we all know, 4:30, I'm going home, and I lived with a fellow Marine. And as I walked in, he knew something was wrong. And at that point, I received another phone call. And it's from my sister. Me and her never had a great relationship. All she said was, Dad's been shot. Dad's been shot. And then hangs up. I call her back so many times, and finally she answers and says, I'm sorry, but Dad was working on his work truck when two gentlemen just went into the driveway, shot three times, and one bullet hit his chest. We don't know what his condition is, but he might still live. The bullet hit his chest and hit the lighter. My dad is a smoker. And at that time, my friend, he heard that conversation, and he said, not as a Marine, but as a friend, you need to go home and see your father because you might not have another chance to see him and forgive him. Well, immediately after that, I called my chain of command, and I was on the next plane to here to Houston. As I'm on the plane, a lot of memories are going through my head about my father, and me and my dad never saw eye to eye, and he was never around. But there was this one memory that came to mind that is very special to me. In boot camp, we have no formal communication but writing letters, and I used to write my grandmother and my mother a lot every day. That's all I would look forward to. And one day I received a letter from my mother saying, your dad will go see you graduate from boot camp. This made me very happy because my dad has never been there for me. A couple days later, I received another letter, but this time from my grandmother, saying he would not be able to make it because of work. I kind of knew to be let down, and I knew it was going to happen, and I just let it be. Well, graduation came, and the graduation ceremony went on, and we graduated and said, you are now United States Marines. So as I'm leaving, and I'm going to get my bags, there's this one nickname that my father calls me, and it's Mike Tyson. He's always called me this for some reason, and I've never forgotten it. As I'm going to go get my bags, I hear it from the back. I hear it, Mike Tyson, Mike Tyson. I think nothing of it. I keep walking. I hear it again. And this time, I feel his arm on my shoulder. And as I turn around, there he was. He was the proudest moment of my life because he's never been there for such an amazing moment that was happening in my life. Well, I finally arrived here in Houston, and I'm going to the hospital, and I finally get to my father, and we talk, and we say what we had to say to each other, and as I'm leaving, he says, Mike, you didn't have to come, and I turn around and say, yes, I do, because I love you.
That was such a good story from Miguel. And actually, Miguel, I wanted to thank you for, you know, letting us replay that this morning. That was one of those stories that I was just describing that literally takes you away from your seat. You're in the story while he's talking about that.
It is a great example, Lauren. I really think that's a prime case of why and I have to be very selfish here, why people should be supporting KPFT, because, you know, you wouldn't hear things like that. You wouldn't hear it on the radio if you didn't have KPFT. That's the honest-to-goodness truth right here. So let me remind everyone that this is the only Monday we're here, your only chance to be a supporter of What's Your Story, and help make programming like that possible on KPFT. Your telephone call does make a difference at 713-526-5738. Or you can go online to kpft.org and use your computer or your smartphone to pledge support. And we're here in the studio with Lauren and with Raven this morning, interns with Dr. Hank Rubicek and his communication program at UH Downtown. And great way to hear stories from all over the state and from other areas. And thank you gifts that are available. I'll remind you that we do have some premiums that when you make a pledge at the $50 level or higher here at KPFT, we'll send you your choice of one of three CDs that the storytellers have put together. A CD of family and friends and other folks, children's folk tales, fairy tales, and so forth. The second CD, Tater and His Musical Adventures. Music, poetry, and characterizations are amazing with such classics as The Lion and the Mouse. And CD 3, The Best of Texas, folk tales for the older kids and adults who want to act like kids. Texas Tradition on a CD. You can have all three CDs for a pledge of $100 or higher here at KPFT. But none of that happens without your call and your pledge at 713-526-5738. We're taking your calls and your pledges to support the program this morning. It's called What? What's Your Story? So, what's your story?
Thank you, John. Again, please go to your phones and help us keep storytelling alive.
Yeah, if you feel the same way, and we really hope you do, let us know by calling 713-526-5738. And if you don't want to call, you can also go to kbft.org, and we'll be happy to accept your pledges online.
So online, the phone line, even if you're in a lineup, give us a call at 713-526-5738 and let us know that commercial-free, listener-sponsored radio, the only one in Houston, is really worth your support.
In a lineup?
Yes, the lineup. We're all in the lineup. We're lined up in a row here at the studio asking for support, but hearing some good stories, too.
Okay. This is Raven and Lauren Marsalia filling in for Dr. Hank on So What's Your Story on Houston's KPFT 90.1, 89.5 in Galveston, 89.7 in Huntsville, and last but not least, 90.3 in Livingston.
Absolutely, not least at all. And Raven, we have some folks to thank. Can I do that real quickly?
Sure.
Okay, we have had some phone calls over the past 15 minutes or so. And want to thank John from Houston, who called in with a very generous pledge for So What's Your Story. John, thank you so much. We appreciate your call this morning. We've heard from Sheila Phillips of Sugarland, who's called in to say that she supports the program with a pledge. Thank you very much, Sheila. We've heard from Alice Evergreen, who is a longtime member of the Houston Story Guild, the organization that sort of brings all this stuff together, and she's made a very much a strong leadership pledge to help support So What's Your Story. So, Alice, thank you so much for calling in this morning. And we've also heard from Bill Pogue, who has become there you go.
Mm-hmm.
People coming out
another
to...
Another great... U of H Downtown professor.
How about it, folks? If you work at U of H Downtown, if you're a student there, we should be hearing from you this morning. Help support Lauren and Raven and Dr. Hank Rubicek in the communication department and all of this incredible storytelling we're hearing and talking about this morning on So What's Your Story?
Thanks, John. We want to remember to thank our key sponsor, the Houston Storytellers Guild, that holds their monthly meetings on the third Tuesday of every month. That's from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at St. Andrew's House, 1811 Heights Boulevard, 18 in the Heights. Check out their site at www.houstonstorytellers.org for all the fun happenings. The Guild has been a spectacular resource for the most talented of tellers.
I love the mission statement, too. I went to the website and had a look at it. It says, Houston Storytellers Guild has been committed to the educational aspects of storytelling with storytellers and others interested in spreading the art of storytelling. HSG's membership includes teachers, librarians, administrators, storytelling fans, and nationally known performers. Well, who else is left? That's a pretty good group of folks. And HoustonStorytellers.org, you can visit their website and become a member if you'd like and find out more about storytelling, the organized variety here in Houston. And, of course, the radio program on KPFT. So, what's your story is what we've been talking about and supporting this morning with our guests, our two student interns from Dr. Hank Rubichek's class. And we do appreciate both Lauren and Raven being with us this morning to help us make the show happen.
Yeah, as do we appreciate you for your incredible help and also for the people who are answering all those phone calls outside. So, we want to, thank you for participating in this drive for us. So what's your story?
We did make our goal, by the way.
Really? Oh,
we,
great.
We made the goal and then some. We had about 8 phone calls for, I'm surprised. I mean, I can barely drag my out of bed on Monday morning this early, and all these people who did call in, they were hearing the stories and saying, hey, that's worth calling and supporting. So this
we
is
did,
good.
And we appreciate it so much.
It's amazing.
Hey, let's be frank about it. You're supporting a great program mm-hmm. with So What's Your Story, but you're also supporting the alternative voice that KPFT offers the community. I mean, KPFT 90.1 is a big difference in Houston. And if you don't think that I speak the truth, I just have my little, I call it the John Prophet exercise I urge on everybody, and that is to mm-hmm. Take your radio and just tune across the dial anytime and listen to the other stuff. And I almost use a different word that begins with a different letter than, well, never mind, won't go there. But you'll hear the other stuff across the dial that, can really upset you. I mean, things that are so in your face and loud and argumentative and very, very upsetting sometimes. KPFT is different. I mean, you'll hear some things on KPFT that you disagree with, and some things you like a lot, some things you may not like. But it's always done in a very, very civilized and a very... very thoughtful way, and we think that that kind of civilized, thoughtful approach to broadcasting made possible by listeners just like you, not by underwriters, not by corporations, not by the money makers sitting behind the scenes writing the scripts for us. It's all done by folks just like Lauren and by Raven, and programs on KPFT done by people just like you. So that's worth your support, isn't it? 713-526-5738, and you need to be a part of that KPFT community right now. So call now and do your fair share for public broadcasting. Every call makes a difference. Don't ever think that it's not important to call, because if you think the other guy or gal is going to do it, you may be the other guy or gal that's supposed to do it. Think about that. Somebody else may be sitting out there saying, I don't need to make my pledge because somebody else is going to do it. Lauren, you're shaking your head. It doesn't work the way, does it? Everybody has to be responsible.
They do. And make KPFT a part of your day every day.
Yeah, I'm your host, Raven Pollard.
And I'm Lauren Marcellia, reminding you that it's never too late to live happily ever after.